Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, currently partly cloudy and 67 degrees. Presidential harassment. President Trump tweeting his reaction to the news Robert Mueller will testify before Congress.
Lawyers for President Trump welcoming testimony from Robert Mueller, saying they have no concern over the former special counsel's July 17th testimony before Congress. President Trump's attorney Jay Sekulow expects Mueller to stick to the contours of his report, but tells Fox's Shannon Bream,
"It's good that Bob Mueller is going to testify. He'll have a lot of explaining to do with the irregularities that took place during his investigation."
And Democrats are also eager to hear from Mueller, with Ted Lieu, a member of the House Judiciary Committee, tweeting, "The American people will hear from Special Counsel Robert Mueller unfiltered, without the interference of Attorney General Bill Barr." In Washington, Sean Langell, Fox News.
Firefighters battled an apartment blaze in West Wichita Tuesday evening in the 900 block of Silver Springs near Central and Ridge Road. Firefighters found smoke coming from a balcony at the Silver Springs apartments. The fire extended into the attic, causing extensive damage to one of the units. The fire cause is under investigation. A Wichita man has been ordered to spend nearly 49 years in prison in the fatal beating of his girlfriend's toddler.
26-year-old Lucas Steele of Wichita was sentenced Tuesday for second-degree murder in the May 2018 death of 2-year-old Anthony Bunn. He died 2 days after he was found unresponsive in his Wichita home. Anthony's grandfather, Zach Woolheater, told KSN News the sentencing does not bring closure for the family.
"As far as any kind of justice or any kind of, there's no such thing. You take somebody's life and there's no making up for it. It doesn't bring anything back just because he's serving time in prison."
The boy's mother, Elizabeth Woolheater, has also been charged in the death of her son. She's expected to be back in court next month. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested a 24-year-old man who may be responsible for a string of burglaries.
At approximately 1:50 a.m. on Sunday, officers responded to an alarm call at the AOK pawn shop located in the 1500 block of South Oliver. When officers arrived, they located a window that was damaged on the business, also damaged property inside of the business, and there was property missing from the business as well.
Officer Charlie Davidson says the suspect was apprehended at a location north of Harry and Broadway in South Wichita. He was booked into jail on charges of burglary, destruction of property, and theft. The Wichita City Council made quick work of its agenda at Tuesday's meeting.
The council deferred for 1 week a motion to sign a use and lease agreement for a new hotel at Eisenhower National Airport. The group approved a $2.1 million bid for reconstructing the Mount Vernon and Hillside intersection in southeast Wichita. At the end of the meeting, Mayor Jeff Longwell commented on Wichita's 2019 All-America City Award.
"Congratulations to everyone involved with this, and it is truly a collaborative effort from staff, from electeds, from the community leaders."
Wichita previously won the award in 1961, 1993, 1999, and 2009. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The House has passed a $4.5 billion spending bill to give humanitarian aid to migrants at the southern border. It comes after news reports of horrific conditions for some children in U.S. custody. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from Capitol Hill.
There were four Democratic defections: Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts and Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. Their reservations about this bill, they said, why would we continue to direct funding toward ICE and CBP when we think that they are abusing that and abusing children and not keeping them in sanitary conditions? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi allowed liberal Democrats to go in and rewrite this bill, to tweak this bill so they could get it across the finish line. She said, quote, we have an opportunity to help the children at the border, understand what we're up against with the White House. The president would like for this bill to go down today, and a vote against the bill is a vote for President Trump.
The president is threatening to veto the measure because it doesn't have funding for tighter border security. KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted in the morning here on this Wednesday morning. 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
This morning we already have a traffic accident to report out there. This is northbound I-135 at Hydraulic. So down there in South Wichita, northbound on I-135 right around Hydraulic. Watch out for a traffic accident there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. With a clear start to the day in Wichita, it's going to be sunny, breezy, hot, and humid this afternoon. Our high 92. Some clouds may move in tonight. Our low 72. Then sunny, windy, and low 90s again tomorrow. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. And 68 degrees, 6:11 here with Steve and Ted. Today is a Wednesday, June 26th, 2019. We had a partly cloudy, muggy Tuesday across south-central Kansas. Actually, mostly clear, a lot of sunshine. High temperature was 91 degrees. Normal high for the day is 90. We've been showing below normal for the past few days, and now yesterday above normal. On this date in 1973, parts of Butler County were bombarded with baseball-sized hail. No details were reported regarding the extent of damage or injuries. Butler County with baseball-sized hail, 1973. And on this date in 1990, President George H.W. Bush went back on his No New Taxes campaign pledge, conceding that tax increases would have to be included in any deficit reduction package worked out with congressional negotiators. And many say that's what cost him his re-election or his election.
No, it didn't help.
The
we got the deficit reduced, but he didn't get re-elected.
Part of that, the better part, it took about 8 years, but Bill Clinton realized a couple of years of balanced budgets, surplus at the federal level, and that came from Bush and Dole and Clinton, all of them working together. But it took years to get that done, and now, of course, after a couple of years of that, we went right back in the old unbalanced budget toilet that we're still in today.
Not only that, but we just pile it up month after month. Yeah. The deficit just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
And you look back at that and say, well, George H. Bush, H.W. Bush, you know, he took a bullet for the country. But he did the right thing. But everybody said, well, my taxes are going up, so they didn't vote for him. But you know, what would have happened if we'd have sustained that? What kind of economy would we have today? We got a pretty good one right now, but the federal government's that's like a bomb ticking there with all that debt there. Authorities in Southern
California. You notice Clinton didn't do that during his first administration, during his second administration.
Yeah, yeah. He got it done in the second.
You don't ever do that during your first term.
Because if he'd have pushed too hard in the first one and done it, he might have lost. Authorities in Southern California say a woman has been arrested after her 12-year-old son accidentally shot and killed his twin brother. San Bernardino police say they responded to a shooting around 7:30 p.m. Monday, found the boy, who died at a hospital. The department says an investigation revealed the siblings got hold of an unlocked handgun while they were home alone and loaded it. Police say the boys were playing with the gun when it accidentally went off. Their mother, 45-year-old Gabriella Keaton, was arrested Tuesday on suspicion of felony child endangerment. She was being held on $100,000 bail. Tragic story. Got to be responsible. You have to be responsible, especially with the kids. Well, most people who keep tabs on such things know that in 1973, two men in southern Mississippi reported being abducted by aliens. Now there's a historical marker placed near the site where the event was said to have happened.
Love it.
News outlets report the city of Pascagoula dedicated the marker this past weekend at Lighthouse Park. It was there that Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker said they were fishing when they were waylaid by what seemed to be aliens, and they whisked them aboard a UFO, examined them for about a half hour, then returned them to Earth.
Was that the one the movie was based on?
I don't think so. I think the movie was based on a couple many years before that, if it's the one I'm thinking of. The men reported the incident to the sheriff's department and were taken to a hospital to be checked out, but the validity of their claim has never been definitely proven or disproven, but they do have a plaque there in Pascagoula.
That's proof enough for me.
That's enough. You
know, love it.
If you got a plaque,
mm-hmm.
I'd say you got to believe, huh? You got to believe. All right, see what else is going on. Well, it's an interesting story today about the Arkansas River, and basically you can't really close a river, but the public access is being greatly discouraged, let's put it that way, here in Wichita, because the water is so high.
Very swollen.
You know, I noticed the other day, you know, a few days ago, the water was going down. Then we had all that rain over the weekend, and I looked yesterday, and good gravy, this little Arkansas in my neighborhood is higher than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really running deep, and that's dangerous. A lot of currents under there. There are hidden objects under there, under the water. And so the city is telling people, stay away from the Arkansas River for a while. Let's let the water go down, get back to normal. You know, a lot of times over the past few years in my neighborhood, both the little and the big Arkansas, you could pretty well walk across them.
Yeah, it won't take long.
Without getting your feet wet. You can just, you know, they had islands out there and sandbars that had trees growing on them. But here in the last few weeks, we've had a lot of rain in this area. A lot more than I think than some people realize. So there you go.
Keep away. I think we realize it. Basically been raining since first week of May.
Some people don't realize how deep that water can be and how turbulent and dangerous. So the city's looking out for us there. All right, it's 6:16, Steve and Ted. And again, looks like we're going to have another warm day here in South Central Kansas as we had yesterday. Let's do Leadoff Sports this morning with Ted Woodward. Ted, take it away.
Kansas City Royals last night visiting the Cleveland Indians. Didn't look good for the Royals. Down 3 runs going into the ninth inning. Royals 0-42 this season when trailing after 8 innings. So the ninth inning comeback seems improbable. That's why they play the game. You heard it last night on Sports Radio KFH.
Dozier with the bases loaded. 1 out of 8. Royals have to avoid a double play. The pitch to Hunter Dozier, and he whacks it into deep left center field, and gone. Hunter Dozier with the bases loaded. And Brad Hand still hasn't gotten anybody out. 5 hits in a row. Oh, you talk about a stunning series of events. A double, a single, a single, a single. A grand slam home run. Home run number 13 for Hunter Dozier. And the Royals have stunned the Indians and this crowd.
Yeah, I was going to say, the crowd sounds like they were getting a little surly about
that. Yeah,
pretty
much sent everyone to the exits at that point. The Royals win it. And 8-6, the final score. So nice job to have a big ninth inning there. The Royals and the Tribe will finish up this 3-game series in Cleveland with a day game today. Live pregame coverage will begin at 11:30 this morning for that one. The game will start a little afternoon. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Up at the College World Series in Omaha, Nebraska last night, game 2 of the best of 3 set between Vanderbilt and Michigan. Vanderbilt had to win to keep its season alive, and they did. Vanderbilt beat the Wolverines 4-1. Best of 3 is now tied at 1 game apiece, so tonight is the championship game for college baseball. College World Series, Vanderbilt and Michigan in the national title game, and you can listen to it live at 6 o'clock tonight. That'll be on Sports Radio KFH. Get a minor league baseball update on former Wichita State pitcher Ben Hecht. He is in single-A with the Chicago Cubs. He worked a couple of scoreless innings last night and got his 4th save of the season. In his last 10 games, he's got a 2.5 earned run average. Former Shocker pitcher Ben Hecht in single-A with the Cubs. We've got women's soccer tonight here in Wichita. It's a home match for FC Wichita Women. They're hosting KC Courage. That'll be 7 o'clock tonight at Stryker Stadium. And a happy birthday today to a Shocker football great. In fact, the last Shocker that played in the NFL. Jumpy Gathers.
Jumpy.
James Jumpy Gathers is 59 years old today. Of course, he got a Super Bowl ring with the Washington Redskins. He might have gotten another one. He was with the Denver Broncos at the end of his career, got hurt in training camp, and the Broncos ended up winning the Super Bowl that year. Jumpy Gathers. Guy that was a JUCO basketball player.
About 6 foot eight, wasn't he?
6'7".
Isn't he? 6'7"? Okay.
6'7", 265 when he played here. He was 300 pounds by the time he was in the NFL. Of course, he was a JUCO basketball player, and Coach Willie Jeffries had recruited some of his older siblings to play football for him back in the day, and he says, get this guy. Now, turned out to be a huge player for the Shockers and had a long 13-year career in the NFL.
Yeah,
happy birthday.
13 yep. years. Wow.
Yeah, he piled up a lot of stats. Good NFL player. James Jumpy Gathers, 59 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes. Time to talk about the border, says Todd. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.